Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. How would you feel if you volunteered to do a much-needed work in the church, but your offer to help was rejected? Surely all of us have faced rejection, and more likely than not, we haven't always responded as we should. Maybe we were overcome with disappointment, even anger and bitterness, at least for a little while. And if we can relate to such feelings, then try to put yourself in the first century sandals of a man named Barsabas. He is mentioned in Acts 1:23-26. A proposal was made by the disciples to either appoint Barsabas or Matthias as an apostle to fill the office Judas had vacated. Can you imagine what an honor it would have been to be selected as the next apostle of Christ? For one who loved the Lord and who had followed him since the beginning of the baptism of John, this opportunity must have been a thrilling possibility. To be able to be used by God in such a capacity, to be able to be an instrument through which God performs signs, wonders, and miracles, and to reveal new truth, must have sent his mind reeling with possibilities. But his dreams, whatever they may have been, were short-lived. Lots were cast. Matthias was chosen. Barsabas was rejected. And the narrative of the book of Acts moves on, never mentioning Barsabas again. But how we might love to know, as Paul Harvey was known for saying, the rest of the story. Did Barsabas sulk? Did he accuse someone of tampering with the lots that were cast? Did he ask for 2 out of 3? Did he act respectfully, publicly shaking Matthias' hand, but inwardly trying to tame his rage and jealousy? Did this man, who followed Jesus from the time of the baptism of John, slowly lose interest after his rejection and drift away? Or did he zealously press on, being content to serve God in whatever capacity he could? I don't know how Barsabas responded, but I do know what the right and wrong response would be to such rejection. The challenge is to take what we see so clearly with respect to Barsabas and apply it to our own lives. Don't allow disappointment to derail your faith. While we don't know the rest of the story, we choose to hope and think the best for Barsabas. And may God bless you, and have a great day.